Blog Talk Radio.
Life is but a dream to me. I don't wanna wake up
30-odd years
without having my cake up. So I'm by my paper 24/7, 365, 366 in a leap year. I don't know why we here, since we gotta be here. Life is but a beat. Went from having shabby clothes, crossing over Abbey Road. Hear my angels singing to me. I just hope I'm hearing right. Karma's got me fearing life. Colleague, are you praying for me? See, I got demons in my past, so I got daughters on the way. If the prophecy's correct, then the child should have to pay for the sins of the father. So I barter my tomorrows against my yesterdays and hope that she'll be okay. And when I'm no longer here to shade her face from the glare, I give her my share of Carol's daughter.
I hear my angels.
But it means to me, gunshots sing to these other guys, but lullabies don't mean a thing to me. I'm not afraid of crying, I'm afraid of not trying. Every day hit every wave like I'm Hawaiian. I don't surf the net, no, I never been on my space. Too busy letting my voice vibrate, carving out my space. In this world of fly girls, cut ropes and diamond cut ropes, I twirl. Business round corners where the sun don't shine. I let the wheels give a glimpse of hope for one time. Sunset hope, how you get so fly? I said from not being afraid to fall out the sky. My physical's a shell, so when I say farewell, my soul will find an even higher plane as well. So fly, you shell, so have no fear. Just know that life is but a beast,
I hear my angels.
But if
you hear my angels,
life is but a dream, can't mimic my life. I'm the thinnest cut slice, in the cut, the winner's cup, with winters rough enough to interrupt life. That's why I'm both saint and sinner. Night, it's a J every day, no compromise. No compass comes with this life of eyes. So to map it out, you must look inside. Sure, books could guide you, but your heart defines you, chica. The corazón is what brought us home. The great shape like Heidi Klum, Mighty Gone, I am on permanent vacay. Life is but a beach chair. Songs like a Hallmark card until you reach here. Till the sheep here, and she be clear. Me and I will prepare a blueprint for you to print, a map for you to get back, a guide for your eyes and so you won't lose sense. I'll make a sink for you to think. I ink these verses full of prose so you won't get conned out of 2 cents. My last will of testament, I leave my air, my share Rockefeller records in a shiny new
I hear my angels.
But if
you hear my angel,
I was just a dream.
Life was just a dream.
gift. I give you these jewels that you rarely find, and these Nigel shoes fit me very fine. Catch me on these avenues, I'm trying to reach their mind. Man, you know that black power music, it gets no play and they ride until they put that brick in and now they feeling my vibe. I start to slowly see they fists on the rise, see it's intense from their eyes. It's kind of hard to come to grips, make the decision inside. I ain't gonna lie, it took some time to make some sense in my mind. Now all I feel is a sense of this pride, incorporated in these lyrics and this vision of mine. To make a change for my people, wish this wish to taste the sweeter. The pain runs deeper, you can feel it through the speakers, huh? 400 years of pain, turn the page. Every story looks the same. They snapping pictures as he hangs. Emmett Till was killed for listening and being brave. And y'all still run asleep with the beast from the cave. My knocker said you should be ashamed. The black woman, the goddess, said she come in many shades with the power to create greatness. Her DNA melanated on display, absorbing these sun rays. Rock. I make a wonder as I'm building this collage. I feel the power of the people fully amplified. Lives. My mission is to make a difference. Recognize I'm watching for the agents in disguise. I describe my struggle, my hustle kept it pushing like Lamar's, giving birth to a nation on the rise. As I scribe the soundtrack to the revolution, televised, telling lies, trying to stop the movement. So you gotta keep. People see me like you came as Zamunda. And yes, I'm in my prime like the Minister Lamoon. But it's the program for your system. I ain't talking about computers, speaking proper installation for our future. And don't you confuse it. Some people were outdated, so they might refuse it. Eternal glitches, so it's time to reboot them. Aim high, stay low, send a shot from the Ruger. Focus on our survival, formulate a conclusion. This is real, swear this ain't no illusion. Try to elude it, but you can't. Martial law, got the coppers in the tank. Renegade, got this bug out bag right by the door. Just in case it's time to break. Make a movie, play the game, this high stakes. All across the country, I be on these highways, flying through these clouds to reach my people's mind state. Wide awake, I ain't sleeping with the sheeple. Right fist high, all power to the people. Black power got me charged up. Somebody check the meter. Nine ether, my locks hang freely as I praise my inner being. Child of the universe, I'm just sightseeing as I take you on this tour to give you more. And I ain't talking nationality. Them pigs is at your door. Can give a fuck about Black's Laws Act, corn gang family. These is definitions, just really your formality. I put power in the words that I speak in. Black absorbs all color. This is me, I am the walking constellation. Birthed by the galaxy, observation through telescopes. It couldn't capture what I see. I thought something in these books would make me feel more complete. Still searching, but I know I'm royalty. I'm a king, they tried to hide it, but I see till I'm fatigued. No Marines are on me, to the teeth, and kept it flowing like the Navy. Air forced them to retreat, reenacting D-Day and drop bombs on the beat. Landmines on the track, beware where you place your feet. Yeah, I'm 10 toes down till they lay me 6 deep. Return as the ghost of brick, even my spirit won't sleep. Non-stop, relentless, no time clock. Invented, can mark the date of this classic composition. I've been in between these bars, give you a wealth of wisdom. If you can read between the lines, notice I'm painting the picture from the book of bricks, so this ain't no scripture. Amen, the flow sacred, religious in fact, the people quoting my statements. What will brick do across their bracelets? Show how strong their faith is for me to change it. And with that said, I made arrangements for this faceless, infinite information on pages that I created. My notebook's so swole that it won't close. I'm going hard, introduction to the outro. You ain't repping for your people, keep your mouth closed. Like the Bible Belt, they love me in the sophomore. I think my mind first changed as a sophomore. Looking through history books, really without no. Blacks saw the same names, repeatedly learned about those. Now Trump building a wall for the Vatos. Muslims can't fly back either, had to reroute those. Strips and gun stores sold out, know what to watch for. And watch what you say, freedom of speech soon will be outlawed.
Bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, all power to the people. Divided we fall, united we stand. Bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land. Got my fist held high, yelling out black power. Make sure they understand. Welcome to my world. It's restricted. Super confidential, caught up in this brainstorm. About to make it rain torrential. Major quantities, melanation essence so essential. Heavy is the head that holds the crown. I'm feeling presidential royalty on my kingship. Shout out to Sacramento. God, body, heavenly, celestials. Respect the rhythm, gotta give my all. Yes, until there's nothing left to give. And all this ain't that poison on the radio. They feed your children. No, it's brick, the foundation. And I'm building something great for our people. Stop. Tune in and just listen, feel the power from the vocals that I give you with crescendos, change the tempo. The movement is in motion, monumental, legendary sound. come on, bread for the blood, bless the people, bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land, all power to the people, divided we fall, united we stand, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land. This mission that I'm on, I swear sometimes it feels impossible. I ask myself, what's my other choice? If this ain't optional, somebody gotta do it. So I teach them about these obstacles in life. Fuck the justice system, war is psychological. On everything I love, they can't stop me once the profits grow. Military rifle supervision with the sniper scope. Better rallies watching, got me underneath they microscope. They want to force move, they in riot gear outside your door. Lockdown, home of the brave, just a land of free, huh? They treat us just like slaves. You don't own that property. If those taxes ain't get paid, then what you say? First Amendment, watch your mouth. Busting in like fuck your couch. Move strategic, even though I'm weeded. Feeling so prestigious. Uh-huh. I'm a leader, please believe it. I'm a superhuman being. Uh-huh. It's a special dedication. I'm just here to raise vibration. If they don't wanna give us our respect, we gotta take it. Gotta take it.
Bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people. Bread for the land, bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land. All power to the people, divided we fall, united we stand. Bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land. Bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land. Bread for the blood, bless the people, and bread for the land. Got my fist down high, yelling out black power. Make sure they understand. Bread, black, green, bread, black, and green, bread, black. Green, black, and green, black, black, and green, black, black,
and green, green, black, black, and green. It's just gonna be a military state. You kill on sight. If you disagree with the political philosophy of the nation, you get killed. We know that that's unjust.
My right fist high, can I get a black power? I said, can I get a black power? Now tell me, can I get a black power? It's brick, still superhuman, spearheading this new movement. Black power, new generations, reaching them even sooner. They ain't have to get locked up, came back, now they SUNY. Channeled our higher selves, and yes, we still tuning. Vibration sacred, there ain't no other way to mute me. Press pause if you wanna, you gon' miss it all, dawg. These is right brain thinking from this southpaw. My heart heavy, trying to balance out my outlaws when outdoors. Cause they don't think like us, they outlaws. We seeking knowledge of ourselves, self-destruction is all they out for. How can we reach them? Teach them want something better, cause we can't be niggas and bitches forever. But when I call you kings and queens, you don't accept it. We came from royalty, was forced into the mindset of a peasant. Uncle Tom kicked back, reading Willie Lynch's letters, scared to fight back. So majority just settled down. My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's out.
They asking what do I believe in? I ain't into no religion. Be it long, not a Muslim, though I know what you thinking. It's a stereotypical place in the box, and the reason is white supremacy's locked. Don't make me roster, they ain't all my Easter. This is black power, all through your speakers. Trust me, it starts with self. Unity, the next sequence. My brain caused waves in the deep end. They mind shallow, let that sink in. This is food for thought, that good eating. Break bread, brick breezes. Building bars, just breathing. Thank the ancestors for making this look so easy. Yeah, my fist toward the universe. Best believe it, the Akashic records used to reveal the secrets. My soul's in a higher place, elevated from the dire straits. Weight on my back of an entire race. Hip hop steady crashing, trying to guide it straight. Dance around the base with rhymes that I create. Watch me rock it like I'm headed out of space.
My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours.
This the the beginning of something special, the start of an era that's extra epic. I got my right here, so I better respect it. Standing on this flag like Eric Shepard, the birth of a nation. I'm the legend. They tell my story, write the ledger, get the message. We ain't taking no more bullshit. I'm at this range, taking aim and feed this full clip. Target practice on the cracker, holding that bull whip. You ain't my master, the pastor preach from that pulpit. The same poison they used to feed us, use Jesus to make us weaker. Ignoring your inner God, my body like a cathedral, mental like a collage. Artistic expressions I manifest them, ain't no mirage. Shorty say he wanna be like Brick, so I go hard till my tank is out of gas. Keep the pedal to the floor, middle fingers out the window for the Lord. It's for Laquan, man. Both my middle fingers out the window, fuck the Lord, it's for Laquan, man. My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours, yeah. I'm on my UEP, Bobby Steele, Eldridge Cleaver, political activist. Today, grant freedom to Mumia, Geronimo Pratt, returning from combat. I react, my fist high, all power to the people. Black beret, match these boots on the ground, ain't no secret what I'm repping. I'm a walking billboard, RBG. I'm the mayor of the ghetto, Punchy Carter. I give you these raps like H. Brown. I go harder, moving smarter, COINTEL, pressing charges since Hoover was in office. And the mission was to put all of our leaders in the coffins, left us with Messy Jesse, middle fingers down, Sharpton. And I don't usually cuss, man, but fuck Charles Barkley. This one for little Bobby and Fred Hampton, Fleeto Drumgo, John Kleskin, and George Jackson. Ain't no Latin, killer pig, we call it Soul Dadden. I'm an artist, Emory Douglas, these graphics is propaganda. Ain't no Wakanda dedicated this to the Black Panthers, cause Black Power's my motherfucking anthem. Get your hands up, understand, my niggas active in the streets. Every fashion, free food for the hood, plus we monitor the traffic, keep an eye on lights flashing, meaning cops harassing. No more probable cause, just baiting you for a reaction. Listen, I'm sick of these crooked ass politicians. I can't even drink the water in my city, but who the victim, huh? They looking at me crazy, I think they sleeping on me. Time that they awaken, they waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making. Said ain't no killmongers, it's real hunger, see what it feel like. Ain't no spaceships in my hood, nigga, this real life. Vibrating you through these speakers, watch as I build mine. The technology that I'm using, they never will find. Futuristic flavors I'm creating as I pen lines. I'm here forever, yeah, my name is inscribed. When they ask me who I do it for the tribes. I just tapped into their frequencies, I hope they feel my vibes, huh. Oh my, I won't lie, feeling exhausted like pipes, but I'm committed till we all get it right. Get in line, out of order, flow distorted, synthesized, pick a side. Race first, or urbanized, genocide, gentrified, steady victimized. Shift the mind, give them that royal feeling inside. We on the rise, I go hard till I meet my demise. Let you decide what you gon' do. Them chickens finally coming home to roost. Malcolm X said it, this is part two. Centrifuge, interviews over interludes. I refuse to lose, fuck the red, white, and blue. This is Marcus Garvey inspired, I represent my youth. Black and proud, what are you? They looking at me crazy, I think they sleeping on me. Time that they awaken, they waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making. They looking at me crazy, I think they sleeping on me. Time that they awaken, they waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another Golden Opportunity Sunday broadcasting live every first and third Sunday of the month by the host and founder, that magnificent and creative entrepreneurial mind, our sister Queen Asha Ray, in the building. The phone number to call in 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your question. With your comments, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others the dynamic, transformative, generational wealth building minds of our sister Sweet Mother Asha Bray is in the building right now.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing today? What's good, Knowledge?
I.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm working on my tan in the rain out here. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
I thought they said, you know, they said the black and the berry, the black and the power. Is that what they say? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Fine. But you know, I'll be like, hey, my melanin is in my heart. I'm so, you know,
right.
don't even worry about my skin right now. But yeah, though, how's everybody feeling? Welcome to the show. This is just Sister Asha Ray. It's good to be in the building. Definitely want to welcome those of you tuning in for the first time. And welcome you back who are always on deck. We have an excellent show for you today. Just going to kind of vibe out. I actually had a brother, Stanley, my family, some folks of mine out of Oakland, who's having some technical issues. So unfortunately, he won't be with us this afternoon, but we'll definitely check back with him and get to you on his golden opportunity. He's building with the youth, ready to collaborate with those of you in the community who are already doing things and who want to connect with someone else who has a like mind and wants to see our youth prevail and excel. So, you know, other than that, it's up to you, Knowledge. What's good? Oh, you just going to leave me hanging like that?
No. I had to switch over and ensure everything is good over here. I don't need no delays that be playing around sometimes, so you got to put a little safeguard in place to ensure you do what you need to
mm-hmm.
do. So I've seen some interesting stuff with you going on in the past couple of weeks. You understand what I'm saying? I see you out there making dreams happen and stuff like that. So let's talk about that. Let's elaborate on, you know, what's been the goings on over here with this multifaceted, multi-talented skill that you got over here.
Hey, you know what I try to do is definitely empower everybody that needs to be empowered as I empower myself. So I recently got on board with U.S. Auto Sales down in Union City out here in Georgia. And we actually kind of specialize in helping people to, have a second chance. If they need a vehicle, we tell them, pull up, get dropped off, or have us come pick you up, and we will take care of you because we know how important having a vehicle is. And so even if you had some credit issues or whatnot, U.S. Auto will work with you. As long as you haven't had, any, like, repos with them, they're like, hey, you good, come see us. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, you know what to do, come see your sister. You know, and I will definitely make sure that you leave up out of there in something nice, something that you can be proud to call your own. It's pretty dope. I never thought I would be into car sales, you know, but everybody needs a car, and that's a business that's not going nowhere.
Right. And sales is sales. So if we can look
it
at
is.
The sales aspect, what kind of shift in thought is it for you in regards to, you know, the market that you're in? And then the market that you recently got into, you know.
Well,
why?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I kind of feel like everything that I do has to be geared with helping people, you know. And so primarily, you know, I've been doing carrot bars, which is the number one way that we help people, you know, like secure their finances. But once your finances are secure, then – at that point, you know, if you need to make a purchase that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not into liabilities. I let that be known. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need to make a purchase that makes sense, then at that point, that's how I think it all kind of goes together. You know what I mean? It all goes together. Like, selling a vehicle and providing a vehicle, whereas I feel carrot bars is a vehicle that people need to advance their financial futures. I understand also that a physical vehicle is something that is very necessary. And so, you know, basically, if you catch the correlation, both are necessary. You need carrot bars and you need a vehicle. So to me, it was like, it's a no-brainer, you know. It's just straightforward. If I can help somebody along the path, along the journey, then I'm in the right profession, I'm in the right business.
So what have you learned about the industry, you know, per se, out there, interpersonally? You know, I know you're fearless. You don't care about having to go talk to somebody about this opportunity. I mean, you must. This is, you know, part of your livelihood. You see what I'm saying? So you become entrepreneurial, bulletproof in regard to, you know, the know and the exposure process. So how have those skills kind of prepared you for working in a sales-oriented environment, production environment, productivity environment, without the, what do you call it, the backlash that's associated or the negative stigma that's associated with, you know, sales?
That's another great question. You know, for me, the preparation has come by talking to people. You know, like I'm always having to talk with people and educate them, enlighten them. Like when I deal with people at the car lot, a lot of them don't know what the difference is as far as these car lots or how the process works. And for me, I've been able to basically, you know, I mean, kind of put together a formula that would be successful, you know what I mean? Like just reaching people where they're at, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever it is that they need and listening, you know, listening. What is it that I can help you with? And then once I figure that out, you know, that's pretty much a wrap. I mean, everything is just smooth sailing. I don't know if I answered your question properly.
No, that's perfect. You know, you brought out some skills that we don't have nowadays. Largely active listening, you know, new needs assessment, and, you know, not simply being there to close the deal. You know, that's notoriously been the culture in regards to, you know, sales overall, but specifically in the auto industry. You know, just like you stated, you know, people will need vehicles all the time. So if you go there and establish rapport and good relationship, you know, you've got, you know, a family full of people who need cars and they have children. You see what I'm saying? So if you,
yes,
if you establish the proper relationship, you know, with people, and, you know, don't try to be the pushy salesman type of approach.
Exactly.
It's a long-standing effect. I understand that, you know, perfectly. So you did it with less words than me. You see what I'm saying? You did it.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking. I'm just thinking, like, the main thing when it comes to sales, like, I don't want to sell nobody nothing that they don't want or they don't need. You feel me? So the thing is I want you to tell me. To me, selling is more about meeting the need, you know, and that way no one feels like any pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel the pressure of you feeling like I'm pressuring you, you know. So if it's a mutual understanding, which I really try to establish that in the beginning, you know, letting people know that I'm there to assist them meet their needs. So with that being said, you know, I guess we can take a short little intermission, just another musical break for just a second, and come right back to you, everybody listening. This is Golden Opportunity Sundays with Miss Asha Ray and Knowledge Born. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, you know, Do the Knowledge Radio. Stay tuned.
It's a lot of rappers out there that when they rap, they don't talk about anything, but it's going to be one thing that they talk about, negativity and killing each other. But what young rappers need to know and new rappers need to know that they have a responsibility. It's a lot of young children out here, 9 years old, 10 years old, or some teenagers listening to this violent music, the aggression, the negativity, and they might want to do something negative, all that negative energy, oh, I want to shoot somebody right now, and all this and that. That's what the music puts into their head and the certain movies, the certain things they listen to, the certain things they watch. You know, it puts evil images, bad images. That's why you see it's black on black crime. That's why you see people are getting murdered from there and there. That's why you see, you know, different things going on. It's because of the music that's controlling them.
Prepare for the installation of the new program. Yeah. It's bricks. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now on, we should only be focused on our future. This one here is for the youth.
because y'all obviously don't get it. Pay attention, we were programmed for destruction. Time for us to change the image. The babies looking up to us, superheroes in their vision. Wanna grow up to be just like us, time to make a decision. You a man up or what? Time to stand up some muscle. Trying to wake that inner warrior, the database corrupt. Give a pound to my dog as I exit out the truck. My head high, ain't no stopping brick. Little homie told me that my music gives him confidence. That's why he rocks it with a young Messiah, Marcus Garvey. Yeah, he will be proud of him. This young queen, she said my music makes a lover skin. Black power, yeah, I got they right fist up again. What up, man? They tell the people we ain't dancing, no. Here to counteract that poison, yes, it's like the antidote. Welcome to the program, hit the reset button, panic mode. Shock therapy, I rarely sleep. Information overload, there's barely peace inside my mental. Swear that y'all don't know. It's way heavy, but this what these strong shoulders for. Ready for whatever, told them bring it on. Look, I'm a black power, baby. You know why? Cause I'm a black power baby. Born in the 80s, African medallion swing in the hood raised me. Finally recognize my greatness. I holla black power baby. You know why? Cause I'm a black power baby. Born in the 80s, African medallion swing in the hood raised me. Finally recognize my greatness. They tryna decipher the hatred. I see the pain in their faces. The break school down, system down, teaching down. They were slaves, drop them in education. Woo. Family indoctrinated and told them if you claim you conscious, they gon' call you crazy. Think it's better to stay asleep than finally to awaken. But just keep on pressing snooze till Jesus come and save you. I told them focus on his books. They hypnotizing kids with cable plan thoughts. In they mind, I realize it years later. Oh, no. It's a new program. We just testing the beta. Watch they reaction, acquire all the data. Analyze it later, make the proper updates to make them wanna be greater. You just born with it inside it, you just gotta excavate it. Can you dig it once you tap into it? Then the feeling is tremendous. Deuce, I'll never join many more who really get this. To try and break this out, this Willie Lynch glitch. That's why I keep my black fist lifted. Black Africa on my pendant, pen vicious. These thoughts I'm trying to uplift us. Self-love is what we all missing. This the program to help break out our condition. Listen, I holler black power, baby. You know why? Cause I'm a black power baby. Born in the 80s, African medallion swing in the hood raised me. Finally recognize my greatness. I holla black power baby. You know why? Cause I'm a black power baby. Born in the 80s, African medallion swing in the hood raised me. Finally recognize my greatness. Yeah.
That's why we have to break out of that system, and rappers have to change their style. But that's why they get famous. That's why they get famous off all this stuff, because they're talking about negativity. And then the other way, when you're talking about positivity and you're rapping positive, kids are going to say, man, we don't want to listen to that. Get that whack stuff out of here. What's that? That's not music. But what they don't understand is that what they're listening to is not music.
It's amazing what you can do through the music, who you influence. Somebody somewhere is listening to it. Scared to be leaders, I've come to that conclusion. Found it confusing at first, but now it all makes sense when living through it. A lot of pressure, some parents tell me the cursing that's in my verses. Keep the message that I got for the youth, parked on the curb. I think they missing the tribe that's in my words. I guess I sit here in neutral, I can't reverse, won't revert. But I work on my dialogue, I acknowledge all their concerns. More than just an expression, just listen, I put them first. I'm trying to destroy the curse. That's got us mentally inept to make a generation of wealth. We just living for ourselves, installing this new software. Hard drive being repaired, oh yeah. They only know greatness now, knowledge of self. Help them unlock the powers they possess. I can lead you down the path, it's up to you to do the rest. Do your best, huh? Process, and yes, I've realized
this power trapped in my flesh. Blessed, some people call it. Spiritually, I connect. They can feel it in their souls whenever plague is pressed. So I take you on this journey down this path of enlightenment. Introduce you to leaders who are filled up with righteousness. Dr. Khaled Muhammad, give it time so your mind adjusts. I dust this Emery Douglas, bricks designing is flawless. But what would you call it? Classic, I pen it down. Script basic instructions, simple to follow. Return to dominance. I'm just trying to break us out the cycle that they got us. Been waiting on Sky Daddy. They was promised that they got gon' send. Mentally defragmented, mutated genes stacked in them. This hit a reset button. I'm here to reboot systems. Processing is disconnected. The reason our people glitching. Hope you downloading this message. Check it.
Push that reset button, fam. Golden Opportunity Sunday for the team of Asha Ray. Phone number to call in 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions and your comments. We're kind of having like an open dialogue back and forth. 20 questions over here. I got 65 more for her, and hopefully she only got one for me. You understand? So if y'all got questions, y'all got commentary, whatever y'all want to express, you know, we got this warrior entrepreneurial mind here, given this reset in regards to how we think about finances, how we think about wealth building, transgenerational wealth, and things of that nature. So bring her ear, 929-477-1755, Golden Opportunity Sunday, Queen Ashley.
65 questions, huh?
I was hoping you ain't hear that, so I was just trying to, you know.
Yeah,
I caught that.
That's too much information. You know these informants be listening.
Right. So you got any questions for me? Trying to speak some in. Let's see what you got for me.
Sure. I want to know, like, what has this journey been like for you, having this media outlet? You know, like, I guess, what's your favorite aspect of being able to have your own radio outlet?
That's an interesting question. We got about 1,075 shows to date. And just continuing to go here. I think my favorite aspect of this platform is to provide and create opportunities for our brothers and sisters, their voices to be heard, you know, to be the voice for the voiceless, to be the advocate for the transformation that our people are going through, you know, whether it be coming into Black consciousness or a new African mind state, you know. So being a catalyst, a positive catalyst to where brothers and sisters in permanent to the spiritual instruments can come and be heard and be respected, you know, their perspectives be respected. You know. And again, creating opportunities, like, you know, I had you on as a guest, and now you know, you're the host, you know, so facilitating, you know, groundbreaking opportunities for our brothers and sisters to be able to, you know, go from, you know, guest to host, you know. Or even, you know, we didn't have callers call in and just say something, you know, it's like, you need to be on this platform, you know what I'm saying? And you know, some of those things worked out. So, you know, for the inception of this particular program, Golden Knowledge Radio, that was a major staple in, you know, the mission statement. You know, this is the mission of Golden Knowledge Radio. So to know we're still operating 4 years later authentically in our purpose, you know, foundationally, who we are and what we represent. I think that's, you know, pretty phenomenal.
Most definitely. I'm certainly grateful that you have this platform, and I know you have a myriad of shows that you offer to the public, you know, and if you're not checking this brother out, if you're not checking these shows on a regular, you're missing out, you know. So this is a constant platform that you can check back with, do the Knowledge Radio, and there's always something fresh, insightful, you know, something enlightening that you can catch if you're out there listening. Now you know. And so what we do here on this particular show is, like I said in the beginning, strive to bring people an alternative to the norm. You know, the traditional banking system has failed us for years, and so we have to have something else in place now so we can control our own resources, control our own finances, and create a better situation for us to be in, something that's going to work for us for generations to come. And I have found that Carrot Bars is one of those vehicles, you know, something that's going to stabilize and mobilize our people if they recognize the opportunity. You know, it's gold. It's gold by the gram. It's 24 karat gold. Like, how can you fail with that? That's a tier one asset for those of you who may not know. So tier one denotes zero risk. So if you got paper, I'm telling you to exchange at least a portion of it into a hard asset. That makes sense, right?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. I mean, take the opportunity to invest in you. You know, this is, you know, we've done this, you know, unbeknownst to us, you know, unconsciously and consciously for the planet. You know, these nations that are here are satellites. You know, the Korean, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, you know, anybody from around the world, you know, we provide them with a steady and consistent capability to be able to contribute to the overall success of their nation via our monetary donation, our monetary, our financial support. So we should withdraw a portion of that economic financial support and custom tailor-made it towards the sustainability of my life here in the future. It's you know, kind of simple, yet it's complex if you don't grow up in a culture that's commensurate of gearing you towards that particular mindset. So you have to have a shift in thought back to a place that's optimal for you, where you see value in the necessity of self-sustainability, you know, in an environment that does not support that ideal in regards to the sanctity of the Black family and the sanctity of Black life in general.
Yes. And I feel like if we have our economic game plan together, then we have something that we can actually stand on. Like, we need a foundation that's strong and sturdy. And I have heard this brother that I politic with, he said, you know, you can't build a nation on top of another nation's currency. And that made a lot of sense to me. I was like, damn, that's true. You know what I mean? Like, especially if the currency is a fraud, you know what I mean? Like, so since we know, even by reading the, or just looking at, I would say, or hearing or whatever, researching, the fact of the matter that the Constitution of this country states, you know, that only gold and silver are legal tender, are real money. So with that understanding, we can make better decisions. We don't got to get caught up in the paper chase. You know what I mean? Like, if you're chasing paper, that doesn't even sound stable. That doesn't even sound like something that's going to protect you when all this shit hits the fan and, like, everything collapses. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that we don't need paper to make these daily transactions and stuff like that. But when it comes to saving and actually safeguarding everything that you're working for, everything that you say you love and value, you're going to need some gold. So that's where Carrot Bars comes in. And it's amazing because you don't have to buy it by the ounce. You know, traditionally, gold has only been made available for the very, very wealthy. people who already have a substantial amount of income or substantial amount of, you know, resources available at their fingertips. So now that you can get it by the gram and even by the tenth of a gram, there's no excuse. We can do this, especially when you got people who are quick to run out, like, you know, on these so-called holidays and things like that, and buy at the store. You know what I mean? But not thinking about storing nothing for the future. I mean, if the future is like only a holiday away, you feel me? Then that's too short-term of thinking. That's too limited of a scope of what's really happening and what's really important right now. We should be preparing for, you know, our children to be wealthy, our children not to have to work, not to have to go into the slavery and the servitude that a lot of us did. So that's what this is, you know, generational wealth building opportunity. And if you like more information, you can go to the website at www.therealmoney.info. And that's going to give you an overview of everything that is available, everything that's at your fingertips to take advantage of. And you can see just how powerful this system is. You know, like, it's a system, and systems are designed to work. So finally, a system that's not oppressive, but is actually the exact opposite, is bringing forth freedom, is bringing forth more time, more energy, more location freedom, all the freedoms that we need to be able to move about and to have a better reality.
Ashe, oh.
Yes.
So let me see if you got another question for me, because I got 400 for you over here.
You better start questioning me then. I don't know. So I don't have a particular question for you at the moment. I don't.
That's sad. We're supposed to be playing 20 questions. You know, I didn't ask you 16.
Man,
and
if
I
you
got
only
one.
Knew if you If you only knew the hoops that I'm jumping through at this moment, you guys would be impressed.
Yeah, I know you're doing it with grace and elegance. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So let's say about people joining your team. Let's talk team building. You know, what's the selection process? You know, for someone to make your team and, you know, what kind of, game plan interview do y'all trying to have? They got to, you know, bring in somebody from fresh off into this particular culture. You know, what are some of the things you discuss with them?
Well, first of all, I like to know that the people that are going to be on my team are, if they're not already, you know, self-educated in regards to, you know, what money is or what the importance of gold is, then I try to find out what their willingness level is, you know, if they're willing to be taught and if they're willing to keep an open mind and to put down the traditions of the things that they've been misinformed about, then those are the kind of people that I look for. I look for people who have sharp minds, who have I seek out people that might be having like some challenges financially, because gold is actually an attractor of wealth. And so, like, if you can learn to start paying yourself first, you know, in physical gold, then you can actually change your reality, change your circumstances, and have more to work with. And I have found that to be true. I have found out that, you know, like, as soon as I started saving in gold, I was able to see my finances increase just kind of like supernaturally or something, you know, like, it's just a principle. It's a law, they say, you know. So, like, you know, the ancients, they knew that gold was an attractor of wealth. Every time you see them, they were draped in gold. I mean, and I'm not necessarily just talking about the jewelry aspect, but I'm also talking about, you know, just carrying some gold on your person, you know. And so that's what we have available. I look for the the sharp, the willing, and the ready. Ready to change their future, not for just a short while. People that got a little patience, that know something about long-term wealth building or can be taught.
Is that always ideal, or, you know, what are some of the challenges associated with that? Because I could see, you know, the mind is willing, but the flesh is weak type of situation in regards to getting folks to actually be coachable and teachable. So how do you maneuver around that?
Basically, it's been kind of challenging because some people don't know, and being that they don't know, I just have to take a little more time and be patient. But there's so much tools at our fingertips that we have available to help people. So, like, I refer them to a few videos, and if they start to pay attention and they get back to me and let me know and they show me that they're interested, I can teach you. I can show you. You know, that's not a problem.
Okay. So getting folks to actually plug into a system, you know, what would you say your success rate is, you know, with actually getting folks to plug into a system, follow the system, and not trying to wing it?
Say that again, please.
I said getting folks to actually plug into the system. I said, what would you gauge your own personal success rate in regards to the folks actually plugging in and staying plugged into the particular system and not, you know, those folks that be trying to wing it?
Yeah, it makes a big difference. You know, like the more that they pay attention and plug in and get the education that they were not taught in school, neither was I, the better off they'll be. And so I really stress that, and I also try to encourage self-improvement. It's about self-improvement, you know, and getting more acquainted with what's going to better our condition as a people, that we can then teach that to our children and the rest of the community.
Okay, so what about, since you're there already, self-development, personal development, how important are these factors in regards to your overall development? And can you share some of your, you know, lessons learned or aha moments along the way in regards to self-development and personal development?
Well, when it comes to my own personal self-development, I've realized that, you know, there's a lot that I didn't know, and just having the humility to realize, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? And then sit before the teachers, you know, sit before the ones who have the knowledge so that I can soak that up. That was imperative, you know, like not being cocky, not being arrogant, not being too caught up in self, you know what I mean, like pride or whatever. That has taken me a long way, and I have learned so much, even in this past year, than I felt like I've learned in my lifetime. So just being coachable, being teachable, and humble. It's made me more money.
Okay. That's what's up, you know. More money is always good. that's a key performance indicator of you, you know, moving up. Now, in the company dynamic, does it operate on a promotion type of base? You know, like, what are you when you first come in versus, you know, how far can you go in the company, if you can share, you know, some of that information?
You said how far was I willing to go? What was that? I'm sorry?
Like, about I don't want to call it a hierarchy, but I'm talking about, you know, positions, you know, within the company dynamic, you know. Are there different levels? Is it tiered? You know, how is it structured from that perspective, you know, going?
It's been, as far as the structure, you mean within the system?
Yes. Like, is there a promotion? Do you, you know, if you do X amount, you get promoted to this level or this level, you know,
how
is that incentivized?
Oh, yeah, that's been pretty exciting because I started at the bottom. Now we here. I started at the level what they call bronze. And the beautiful part about that is that I was actually gifted into this opportunity. So I was already winning, you know, but to make it even greater, once I saw the opportunity, I went ahead and I upgraded myself to silver. And then by the fruits of my labor, about like 6 months after I got started, I was able to escalate to the highest compensation level, which is VIP. And that was by just sharing this information with other people, you know, just networking, just talking to people, helping them to see how important it is to have real money and how important it is to safeguard the paper money, you know what I mean, and like flip that into something that is going to be of true value. So it's definitely made me be more conscientious and be more proactive. Like, I naturally want to share good information with people anyways, but knowing that it was going to also be some rewards attached to that, you know, of course, that makes it extra sweet. You know, because a lot of times you can do things and you just do it for the love, and that's fine. But the fact that Karabar shows the love back is phenomenal. You know what I mean? It's phenomenal. So being at VIP, for the same work that I was doing at Bronze, I'm being compensated four times over, you know, if that makes sense. So it's dope. It's dope. Like, there's no reason for you guys not to participate if you already heard about Karat Bars, or if you know somebody doing Karat Bars, or you're hearing about this for the first time. The account itself is free, so why not position yourself in between the movement of money? Get into a system that's leading the way, even on as it pertains to the future of money, which is cryptocurrency, digital money, in conjunction with gold. We got the best of both worlds, so I don't know, it's just a win-win. It's a golden opportunity, what you mean? So I'm just loving it. I'm loving life. Like, I see the future coming into clearer view because I didn't used to have assets. I did not come from a family that had, you know, a lot of wealth or had something that we could fall back on. You know, it was always just go to work, work hard, stay focused, build, grind, you know, and the struggle was very real. But knowing that my children will have something that they can work with, you know, from a young age, it definitely makes me feel that much more secure. It makes me feel like all those years that I put in slaving, you know, have amounted to something because I found a vehicle. I found an opportunity. And all it takes is a made-up mind to change the direction of anything. You know, like once you make your mind up, I feel like the universe starts conspiring with you to see what it is that you want manifest, you know? So it's like, make your mind up and be clear in your thoughts and keep that focused and be diligent in those things and the results come, like even if it takes time, but what's it worth to you? Can you be patient? You know, so I've learned a lot of patience as well. But comfort in the waiting, because I know what I'm holding is in gold. So yeah, I don't be saying these kind of things to sound like I'm bragging or anything like that. It's really just hopefully motivating to somebody who's waking up every morning, going to work, you know, looking forward to the paycheck like most of us. But what do you do? It's not about what you earn. It's about what you keep. And so that's the reality of the thing. Like, you can make a lot of money, quote-unquote money, you know, but if you're not saving any of it, what the hell are you doing? I mean, like, it's like working in vain. It's what, like, working for sport, exercise? I don't get it, you know. So, you know, I'm just hoping that people will see the light and see the power in taking something that is of little value and turning it into something that is of much value. And that's as simple as the system really is. It's taking depreciating and exchanging it for appreciating. To me, that's a concept that I think anyone can get. You know, like, would you want to take something that is lesser than and flip it into greater than? or are you comfortable with the money that you're working for going down, 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 down in value? You can see that when you go to the store and shop. Am I lying? Like, you know, you could take $20 into the store a few years ago, and you might come out with a bag full. Right now, it's like you're coming out with 2-3 items, and that's it.
Yeah, if that. If that.
So, yeah, I mean, it just makes sense to me.
I
encourage everybody to take a look. Like, in the interim, it takes like about 5 minutes to register your account. And once you do that, it's like having your own gold savings bank account. And so, but no one's going to dock you any fees or charge you anything to have the account. So that's kind of dope too. And it's just an exchange. So if you want to start getting yourself some gold and like securing some gold for your family, you can do that. And it's not going to cost you anything except for the commitment to do it. We also have auto exchange where you can set yourself up according to your pay period and have it come out automatically. And even if it's not there or you don't want to do it that week or that month or whatever, there's no penalty for that. So just be smarter in our money management decision-making process, you know, and set ourselves up for success. So, again, family, that website to go to is www.therealmoney.com. And if you want more information, you can hit me up on Facebook, Asha Ray, that's A-S-H-A-R-A-E. And let's politic, let's network, let's get you and your family saving in gold and changing the trajectory of your financial future. We'll be back after these musical messages. Y'all stay tuned. Golden Opportunity Sundays with Miss Asha Ray and Knowledge Born. Au.
Listen. Revolution?
Holy,
you're a little out of my league.
Is that what you're
going to
say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a .45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK-47.
She said she never heard a shotgun bang close range.
Never ever.
The adrenaline that rushed through her veins. Woo! Got her feeling like a soda when she shot it. Bang. Now our guns seen together, revolutionary yapper. Low choppers got her working on a group and making sure that ain't proper. She's certified headshot. No ammo was wasted. Got her fro picked out like she's Angela Davis. Pistol waving, swear my queen is amazing. Exquisite flavor. I just want to taste the conversation. We stadio. Said she love my vibrations coming out the radio. Take the to another level, get a high on self-empowerment. Embrace the natural beauty, now she really feels what power is. Black fist held high up in the sky. Yeah, we some black guys, the white devil is alive. She's my melanated masterpiece, the beauty so divine. Strongest pieces on the board, be the queen that's by my side. So let's ride, windows tinted, guess who winning? Look, you Bennett.
Yes, too.
Lock draping my shoulder, living my vision. Manufacturing black economics till we independent. She's my Betty Shabazz, let's make a difference. Coretta with a Beretta, Harriet in my chariot. The bond that we building is stronger than any marriage. Because I know you got my back through whatever shit. She's strong, black, and beautifully intelligent. My masterpiece.
Time to do what? Revolution. Holy heavens. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a .45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
She used to ask me, like, what's the extra water for? A curious mind, so yes, I taught her more. Practice preparation, baby, look, we gotta stay ready, yo. So we don't have to get ready. Tune in the radio, frequency, she speak to me. Keep me balanced, equal ratio. She shine like the moonlight, and even in the day she glows. Black rose, she arose to the throne. The queen for this king, I propose. Black love, yeah, solid like gold. Give you pure black power, revolutionary flows. And she knows that I'm focused on our people till my vocal cords no longer produce notes. I give you nothing but these quotes. Inspiration for the adolescents, young guys in my presence. They feel your melanin, you smell the essence. I feel the tension in the air, you can't neglect it. All I see is power when I stare at my reflection.
As long as you make the effort, it's all about progression. Learn a lesson. This medicine I wrote, I'm stopping stressing. Our connection is a universal bond of perfection. Check it, moving all across the board, regardless of complexion. Yeah.
Time to do what? Revolution. Holy heavens. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
Welcome back. This is Golden Opportunity Sundays with Miss Asha Ray, and we are holding it down here for another edition of, you know, the show. Just trying to bring some economic empowerment, some inspiration, some encouragement, and hopefully everybody is feeling fine this Sunday evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking, and thank you for, you know, taking the time to hear some positive information. How you feeling, Knowledge?
I'm good. I'm getting my golden opportunity Sunday on. You understand what I'm saying? It's a great opportunity to be from behind the scenes and just bask in that ancient wisdom that Queen Mother Asha Ray is providing for us in regards to getting us back to our natural self. So I'm just chilling. You know, so I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, feeling at ease, you know, grateful that, you know, another opportunity has come into my life. I mean, you know, like this golden opportunity to share with the public, you know, to share with the people, I definitely don't take it lightly. And so it's a rewarding experience to be able to take a passion and then share that with people and us all monetize that, you know, like working as a group to better ourselves. And that's the thing, too, I like to mention. This particular opportunity, when we're talking about saving gold and being a part of this Care Bar system, it's designed for the success of the group. So you mentioned earlier, how do I select my team? I select those who are hungry. I select those who are interested in freedom. You know, if you're not talking about freedom or you're not talking about empowerment or you're not talking about more for your children or for your family than what you had, then I don't know what to tell you, you know, but I do tell you to change your thought process, you know, and to start getting serious, start thinking critically, because we can't afford to be another generation left behind, or, you know, especially with all of the influx of immigration and things that are warring against us, everything that's warring against us. You know, I don't even have to go down that list, but we could, you know what I'm saying? We got everything going on, you know, sex trafficking, human trafficking, freaking bodies coming up missing and things like that. So if people are not taking their lives seriously at this point, then I don't know that they should be able to enjoy their life. You're wasting space. You know, what are you doing out here? I don't know if that sounds harsh, but I don't mean it in a harsh way. I'm just saying, you know, like we have too much at stake to be playing is all I'm saying. So economics is a forefront, on the forefront of my mind, as well as militarization, safety of our people. You know, those things are critical. So, I don't know. So what do you think is going to be our best bet with, like, stopping some of this, you know, human trafficking of really affecting our community? That's the question I got for you.
Oh, man.
You like that, huh?
That's
a serious question.
Right. I do have a military background. I am a military strategist, so the psychological aspect that's associated with this is us understanding the meaning of poverty, and it kind of you know, it spills over into, you know, what you were explaining about this golden opportunity. You know, our enemies capitalize on these golden opportunities to take our young women and our young men. They capitalize. They study them. They're patient. They follow your habits. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they have gathered intel on you. There's no such thing as somebody randomly getting snatched off the street. They have a sophisticated program that is dedicated to a military term would be extraction, and then, you know, taking you back to some kind of safe point where you auctioned off, if that's the mission. The other aspect is that there's a serious thing that's associated with this trans alternative lifestyle, and they need female reproductive organs in order to sell them to these folks who want these surgeries. You know, they're not coming out of nowhere. So there's
right.
a myriad of things that are associated with it, and a strong militaristic stance and an understanding of the psychology of our enemy is very necessary to be able to overcome these circumstances. So the first thing, when I was talking about priority, if this becomes a priority, as it should be, if this is a priority of self-defense, is a priority for black people, African people, necessary steps and measures should be in place to ensure that safety. Self-defense is a high one. You understand what I'm saying? And using, you know, those golden opportunities of those, you know, anything could be used as a weapon, you know, and being aware and being cognizant of what's going on around. Actually, you don't know how many times I see people, they got their earbuds in and their head down, swiping in their phone, and they're walking. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're walking, like, they can't hear anything. They don't see anything. They're not, you know, vigilant in their surroundings or anything like that. They're just walking with their head down, swiping in their phone. And you could just get snatched up. You understand what I'm saying? You're putting yourself out there, you know, to be a soft target, and understand that a soft target is an easier acquisition than a hard target. You know, just being cognizant. I know you don't really, you know, invite any of these things into your world, but this is the world that we live in. You know, this is the world
That's
of
true.
Capitalism, and, you know, this becomes a situation of capital gain. This is a capital gain type of situation. This is big money. This is a big industry. When you look at it, and the places that you would go to if you are outside somewhere, as far as strangers and that inclination towards your feeling, they're involved. They got social services involved. They got the police involved. They got the hospitals involved, and even some of the school systems involved. So look at all of those places external to your home where you would go. If you was in trouble, you'd be like, oh, let me go into the police station. And the police station might have a deal, and you get snatched up. You know, the medical industry, the hospital might have a deal and you get snatched up. Or they got that DNR. You go in there for a cold and you don't walk out. You see what I'm saying? So just being mindful of these situations and very cognizant of your surroundings and being prepared to defend yourself is paramount. You know, it's paramount.
Is.
And, you know, we have to divorce ourselves from these concepts and return back to the village concept. No woman was disrespected around me. You understand? No woman who looked like she was in a situation of danger, I'm speaking about black women, you know, and I didn't intervene, whether it was verbally or physically, whatever the case may be. So brothers have to become aware of that and really just being, you know, that presence in which, you know, our enemies respect it so they get less of what they're doing. All of this stuff with these folks with these videos and all this other stuff, that's coward shit to me, just to be blunt. You know, that's a reaction. That's not a response. A response is intervention. I can't intervene with no damn camera phone in my hand. You understand what I'm saying? And the debauchery of these things that are coming, you know, these are value systems that we grew up in, you know, that we no longer esteem as the chief good. You know, if one of the women in my family did something to you, brother, you said something back to her, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what she said. You know, so, like, this, I know you want to get in. So I'm just saying the mind frame in regards to the reacclimation of the culture of protection, self-defense, and community defense is a stance that is strong and that's true and needs to be re-implemented at the highest level of priority. And this can stop a lot of these things and these maladies that's associated with our community. You know, whether it's police brutality, police terrorism, or any of these human trafficking things that they call nowadays.
That's real. So where my mind was going was how sick and sad it made me to find out that some of our people were participating in this, you know, like just helping, aiding, and assisting, like out of ignorance or like out of a, I don't even know, like I can't even really speak on it, but except for the fact that it just, they have to be dealt with too. You know, the traitors among us have to be dealt with
right.
as well, you know.
Right.
And it should just be noted. I mean, like, what the hell, like, are you thinking? Selling your own or, you know, mutilating your own, disrespecting, as if we don't have enough enemies. Like, how could you become one of the enemies amongst your own people? Like, I just don't understand that rationale of thinking. I don't care what the stakes are, you know, or what the reward is, like, I don't even know. So the penalty to me should be a very stiff one, and I mean leave you stiff type remedy.
That's right. That is
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that doesn't make any sense. And like, we need more people to galvanize, like, for the protection of our communities. So if we catch you, you know, ring leading some stuff that you shouldn't be into, it's a bad look for you. It's really not a good look. So I'm saying bow out now, bow out while you might have a chance, because we coming.
Right.
Period.
But, martial disciplines,
you know,
those martial sciences, the realm of self-defense, how to use a knife, how to use a handgun, a rifle, shotgun, they're all paramount. You know, these are skills that you should have normal, and even in the realm of first aid, you see what I'm saying? In regards to a situation, you know how to take care of yourself, you know how to take care of the people that are around you, you know. All of these things become paramount in that regard. And know that your enemies, those ones who profit off of our death and devastation, are trained in those arts and sciences, so you should be prepared to deal with that in a force-on-force type of situation. Someone capitalizing off your fear. So that fear is removed through repetition and training. You see what I'm saying? Realistic repetition and training, not some of the stuff I see, like, well, grab me right here. I see a lot of that foolishness. That stuff is going to get you jacked up. So a martial arts discipline that is mixed, that gives you a firm footing and grounding in these particular arts and sciences to be able to put you like in a guerrilla warfare mind frame in that regard. You see what I'm saying? So you're assessing your situation for threats and for weaknesses. You see what I'm saying? And for opportunities that could be used against you. So that,
yes.
Adopting that kind of mind frame of what's going on.
So I was just thinking about that as well. I know that some brothers have put together some preventative videos with the new Black Liberation Movement that was talking about how to recognize, you know, potential threats or how to defend yourself if you are, you know, being attacked. Like, so whistles were being given out, and that makes a lot of sense. So ladies out there, young people, get you a whistle or something. Wear that around your neck, because you might not be able to, you know, scream loud enough to be heard, or people might not be listening because we've become so desensitized, you know, to the screams and the noises of each other. But a whistle is like a foreign sound. You know, somebody may need help. And also just to educate the people, if you hear a whistle sound, be alert, pay attention, look and see. Somebody might need your help. You just may save somebody's life. So it's just like creating a culture now of protection and that village mentality. Like you said, we got to bring it back or else. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of threats that are being waged against us. So just being proactive and being vigilant is the solution. And then so again, back to the golden opportunity to protect your life, that's definitely an opportunity that you wake up with every day. And to honor your life, you know, even as you may be facing challenges, struggles, situations, you know, heartache, heartbreak, whatever, honor the life that you have and the breath that's within your body, because that means that change can come. You know what I mean? Like, nothing is final until it's final, meaning like until you take that last breath, you still have a chance to change direction, to make a better decision, to create a better circumstance for yourself, or to shift your thinking in such a way that you can see the light. You know what I mean? Like, so I hope that somebody has been encouraged today, uplifted, inspired, and empowered to, you know, at least do some things that can create more opportunities. Because if you ask me, one opportunity normally leads to another. But it's about recognizing those doors, you know. So, like, you walk through one door and another door will open because it's like a pathway. It's a pathway to success and to a great, right, and to greater destinations, you know what I mean? Like, so once I opened the door from to Carrot Bars, then I realized, like, oh, snap, I can help other families get free too. So now I call myself, you know, the modern day Harriet Tubman. It's because people don't recognize the slavery that we're in, recognize the bondage that we've been in economically, simply by participating in, you know, the traditional workforce and all of that, you know. And even though at the opening of the show, I told you that I just took on a new job. Yes, I took on a new job, but understand this much. I know that I'm there on a specific mission, and that is to finance my freedom. So every increase that I get over, I mean, I really strive for like 15 to 20% of that to be stored in assets, flipped directly into assets. As soon as I get the check, please believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you got to pay yourself first. That's the wealth principle. And that means before I pay my rent, before I pay my PG&E, or which is my electricity, you know, before I pay my phone bill, whatever, or I start going out to eat or doing anything like that to treat myself supposedly, I'm going to treat my gold bank account so that I know I'm stacking assets. I get the crypto. I also get the gold. And the advantage of getting the crypto is that I can get a coin for 14 cents today that has the potential of every 75 that I hold being a gram of gold. So even at the ratio that it is currently, it's actually 100 coins equal 1 gram of gold. Technically, that's a whole gram of gold for $14. Where they do that at? You know what I'm saying? Like, so while the getting is good, family, get in. Get in on this golden opportunity. You know, if you miss Bitcoin, if you miss Facebook, if you miss Microsoft, if you didn't wake up with a silver spoon in your mouth, you know, wake up and get you some gold. Straight up. Get you some gold while it's available. You can save as little as $5 a month, a week, whatever. Just start. Start somewhere. It's imperative. It's necessary. It's the pathway to exiting from this system of oppression. And among other things, like I said, let this opportunity open up your mind to another. You may be so bogged down with work that you can't even dream or think about what it is that you have a passion for. Or you may help your children to see that they too can tap into their entrepreneurial spirit and create something that we need within our community. Because if we don't build it, nobody else will. So with that being said, family, we just want to leave you again with the website, which is therealmoney.info. And please connect with me on Facebook. I would love to build with like minds. And I don't want to offend anyone, because what you don't know, you don't know, but it might hurt you. So if you have an opportunity to ascertain knowledge or to ascertain more information that can, you know, better you, then please reach out. It's up to us to be proactive and to be vigilant about our future. And so my name, again, is Asha, A-S-H-A, Ray, R-A-E. I am on Facebook, and I am on Instagram as well as Ms. M-Z, Asha Ray. Let's politic. Let's connect. Let's build. Let's take it back to the village. Knowledge Born. I want to thank you again for this opportunity. If it's okay with you, I would like to pick up again on the first and third Sunday. So it'll be the third Sunday coming up in December, and we'll touch back bases with you. And I look forward to what other golden opportunities will be presented.
Most definitely. It's an honor and a privilege to have you aboard, sharing your particular skill set and knowledge base. And, you know, we glean from that wealth of experience that you have out here, multifaceted, you know. So if y'all in Union City or them surrounding areas, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. There we go. Talk about it. Talk about
That's
it.
Right. Come see me, Miss Save the Day, Asheray Underground, a.k.a. Harriet Tubman, whatever you want to call me. You know what I'm saying? Just show up and, like, let's work together to make advancement. You know, let's work together to change our conditions. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people out here, you know, may have had some credit issues, may have had some you know, things that they couldn't control, you know, some hardships or some setbacks. But that's not going to count you out the game long as you are looking for an opportunity. And I'm presenting one to you now. If you need a vehicle, you got a down payment, you got a proof of income, you know, I just need two pay stubs. Or if you're receiving Cash App, if you're receiving payment directly, if you're receiving child support, if you are receiving, you know, a monthly payment, some type of disability or SSI, whatever, we can work with all of those things. Don't disqualify yourself before you find out the particulars. You know, just because you've been told no once, don't assume that you're going to be told no again and then stop yourself short of realizing your dreams, you know, or being into that vehicle of your dreams. So I think this is like a powerful opportunity. I'm advancement minded. So build with me. I'm going to build with you. Again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Check me out on all the social medias, or just show up to US Auto Sales. We can build on the vehicle, or we can talk about carrot bars, whatever it is. Let's do it. All right. You guys have a beautiful golden evening, and we will see you again here the third Sunday of the month for Golden Opportunity Sundays. Peace, love, and light.
Peace, love, and light. Gold bars and Bentley. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, all the good stuff.
All
sitting
the
on
good
top of the hill.
Right?
Or maybe ducked off in the woods. I'm not exactly sure yet, but I'm working on it.
All right, fam, we out of here.
Peace.
Peace.